This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, we are back live, and the establishment is trying to bully Trump, the NRA, the American people, into accepting gun bans. And once they are able to ban what they call, you know, the AR-15, the M4, as an assault rifle, they're going to ban all semi-autos, and they're going to go right down to bolt action. That's their admitted plan. And they've introduced the bills to do it. And Trump has said, okay, ban bump stocks after Vegas, when clearly that whole thing's a cover-up what really happened. And now they're talking about people not being able to buy rifles till they're 21. That's how I got involved in news and information 25 years ago, was they were trying to ban the junior shooting sports in Texas, saying you can't fire a firearm and you can't be given a firearm till you're 18 years old. And I was 20 years old when that was going on, but I understood that it was going to kill the gun culture. And so this is really, really, really bad. The NRA's rejected the idea of raising minimum age to buy rifles. The media is saying that, you know, Trump's office, the White House, is saying they would look at raising the rate of the age. So you can join the military at 18, but you can't buy a rifle. Adam Lanza got his gun illegally. A lot of these people get the guns illegally. Mexico's banned guns. They have the highest crime rate in the world. If Trump does this, it is a big mark on him and a big signal that he's being compromised, and it's bad news. And they're going to wind up more of these events. They're going to have more of these events, and it's always another event, another event. Not one more child can die. Let us have your guns. And it's Mitch Armas, and we know what it is. So let's go to the president speaking just moments ago.
With that horrible, horrible situation that they were put in unnecessarily. People don't talk about that. The people that are so badly, I visited them in the hospital in Broward County, and these are injuries like people wouldn't believe. And we want to ensure that when we see warning signs, we act quickly. When we have somebody that's mentally unstable, or like this guy that was a sicko, and there was a lot of warning signs. A lot of people were calling saying, hey, he's going to do something bad. People have to act. As I said last week, we must work together to create a culture of our country that cherishes life and forces real human connections. We're also working to reduce violent crime in America and to make our communities places that can be totally safe for our children, for our families. Under my administration, gun prosecutions have increased very significantly. The Attorney General is very, very much after that. And we're also after the gangs. The gangs have been incredible. MS-13.
We're going to go to break here in a moment. We'll come back with more. Michael Savage is also joining us. But again, the president's cabinet has put out the idea that Trump's considering raising purchase age for certain firearms amid gun control talks. That's Fox News. It's never going to end. There's always going to be criminals that kill people with cars, knives. Are you going to ban swimming pools because people might drown in them? This idea that do something! Not one more child can die! But, oh, don't do anything about the Islamists killing millions of people. Don't do anything about North Korea, where only the government has the guns. No, not one more person can't die in North Korea. Not one more person can't be killed by radical Muslims. Not one more person can be killed in Sweden. You can't even humanize and say a Muslim killed somebody or raped somebody, or you get arrested in many areas of Europe, and George Soros wants you arrested. That's in the news today. We're going to cover it coming up. So you lose the second, you lose the first, and the president wants to sound reasonable in all this. This is some of the leftists in his cabinet pushing this idea when it's all about the warnings. The president got that right. There was a stand down at this Democrat-run and controlled school to let this happen. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I couldn't think of a better person to have on this Thursday, the 22nd day already of February 2018 transmission, than Dr. Michael Savage, best-selling author, and of course, one of the top syndicated radio hosts in the United States and worldwide. Doesn't need any introduction here. Hated by the globalists, hated by the left. He's also a doctor and a best-selling author under a whole other career when it comes to natural medicine and herbology and so much more. I want to get him on sometime just about botanicals and things. He's got some prestigious degrees in that entire area. But he's also got a new book out. We're going to be telling you about Xenon, that is a science fiction. I haven't read it yet, but I do look forward to reading it. A new ebook, michaelsavage.com, of course, is the website. We're going to get to that. But first off, the epic moment we're at as a society and a culture, as he said a few weeks ago, where they are ready to burn everything down just to stop not just Trump, but America's resurgence. The cult of these people is hating America because they've been selling it out for so long. Criminals tend to hate what they're abusing. It's just basic psychology. And now you've got the push to get the guns. You've got Trump beginning to waffle, saying maybe only let you get guns when you're 21. I mean, every time there's a shooting now, which is going to continue to happen, the evils in the world. We've got that problem. We've got them catching most of the Russian bots were paid for by Democrats. We've got all this. We're going to Michael Savage right now to go over this, but just an incredible time to be alive. You've got Purdue moving to ban the word man, saying man has bad connotations. I mean, we are at war with a cult of brainwashers. I don't know what else you call them, and I don't know what we do. I was on the hike and bike trail yesterday, and a lady walked by, and she said, "Ooh, Alex Jones, ooh, get out of here. They're the most, I'm from here, the most intolerant people on the planet." And after these leftists ruin a place, they collapse into wherever the libertarians and conservatives have fled to and built prosperity, and then the zombies show up and tell you to get out. They're not even smart enough to know that they're a vampire and that they're feeding on the little villagers. These are vampires that are so mentally ill, they don't even know that they follow you around. Michael Savage, this is, how do you quantify this moment we're in as a civilization? And thank you so much for coming on with us.
Well, remember, I live in the San Francisco area. What could be better than this for show topics? And remember, you say, well, why do you, people keep saying, Savage, why do you live in the most psycho-leftist area in the world, where a maniac like Pelosi the other day said we don't need to build a border wall with Mexico to keep out the drugs, the criminals, the illegals. She said, mow the grass instead. She did that speech, Alex. Mow the grass instead of building a wall. And she's not taken out with a butterfly net. Now, why do I live here? As Voltaire said, he lived in Paris so he could continue to write about the foibles of the Parisians. What could be better, Alex? You've got to have a sense of humor about these lunatics. But they can be dangerous. I know what it leads to. The brainwashing is complete. They don't even know they're crazy. Liberalism is a mental disorder. I wrote that in 2006. It's one of my little known books, but it was true. Liberalism is a mental disorder. And, you know, a lot of people say, Savage, why did they do this? Savage, how could they do a thing like that? I said, just plug the formula in. Liberalism is a mental disorder. And whenever they do that, they feel better because it works. It's the only thing that works. It's the aspirin that we all need for the headache of liberalism.
So you're a doctor in the triage ward of the main lunatic asylum on the left coast. I mean, you're a libertarian conservative probe, a doctor, a medical doctor inside the lunatic asylum.
Well, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a doctor of philosophy from the University of California.
No, I was being sarcastic.
I get it. No, but the thing is, look, Alex, we're living through crazier times than ever, and there's a reason for it. It's not only the media is completely warped by mentally ill people like Jake Tapperhead. A woodpecker who was shot with a BB gun would have more conscious intelligence than Jake Tapper. And yet, he gets away with this stuff because he knows how to make a nice Windsor knot. His mother taught him how to make a tie when he was a young boy. Nice-looking man. And you look at him, you can't say he's crazy. If you look at a guy like Jake Tapper, it looks like a nice young man. You can't accept that these people are crazy. But they are crazy. Look at him. Doesn't he look like a nice young man? But you wouldn't know what lurks beneath that hairdo. But let's get down to the issues at hand. Look, the gun thing. You and I are probably going to disagree on some of these things. You're an absolutist on the Second Amendment. And by the way, I accept your worldview. I know what the slippery slope is and what a lunatic like this would like to do with gun ownership. However, I have to tell you, that for the Second Amendment absolutists such as yourself and millions of others, including all of the people in the NRA, we have a little bit of a problem, and I'm not an absolutist, by the way, with the late Justice Antonin Scalia, who set the parameters for today's gun control reform debate. He wrote in 2008, District of Columbia versus Hillary, he wrote that the right to bear arms had limits. Nothing in our opinion should be taken to cast doubt on longstanding prohibitions on the possession of firearms by felons. You'd agree with that, right, Alex?
Yes.
Possession of firearms by the mentally ill, we'd all agree with that. That would exclude anyone who watches CNN regularly. Or laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places, such as schools and government buildings. That's interesting, because now they want to carry arms in schools. Or laws imposing conditions and qualifications on the commercial sale of arms. So Scalia set the parameters that the left is going to run a truck through, so to speak. He said, like most rights, the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. It is not a right, I'm quoting out, to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever, in any manner whatsoever, and for whatever purpose, unquote. So I jokingly said on my radio show this week, there have to be limits, Alex. In other words, okay, should we all get a Posenflaus? I mean, the argument that we need an AR-15 or a M4 is to hold off some army that's going to come and get us. Well, then why limit it to an AR-15 semi-automatic? Why shouldn't we get a Posenflaus, I argued.
I'll tell you why. Because this civilization is a rotting time bomb, and the producers are now being seen as cattle. And with the whole welfare state, as things unravel, we need to be able to defend ourselves, because we do have the Second Amendment to deal with the King George or to deal with a radical Islamic attack. And it's not assault weapons on average that are causing most of the crime. The media just picks these victim disarmament zones and then advertises, and then lunatics go and attack it. And then the FBI basically stood down. That's the issue, is I shouldn't get in trouble. But obviously, we talk about limits. Then you can say, well, if it's to fight a military, why shouldn't you be able to have an anti-tank gun?
Should we have an anti-tank gun? Shouldn't?
Well, I do have two light anti-tank guns.
Okay. All right.
In fact, will somebody get in the safe and bring me a Barrett in here?
Tank guns. Anti-tank guns, Alex. We disagree on that. We respectfully part ways with regard
to... I need my anti-tank guns.
No, I don't have any. Alex, okay. Let me go back. I'm probably, other than you, you're a Texan by birth, correct?
Yes.
I'm a dyed-in-the-wool New Yorker by birth. And here I was, raised in a left-wing home because they were immigrants. That's how they voted. I was on the high school rifle team. I'm the only talk show host in America, certainly out of New York, certainly amongst the top five talk show hosts in America. None of them had guns when they were kids. They're all fakers. They make believe they're true conservatives. They wrap themselves in the flag. These are the guys who were on the debating team in high school. And if they heard a car backfire, they probably would have taken a Valium or a Miltown in those days and sought therapy. Now they're the most macho right-wing talk show host God has ever seen. But I was actually on the rifle team, and I've said on my show 100 times, I would leave the classes upstairs, go into the basement. I loved the smell of gunpowder. It thrilled me to be able to shoot a rifle in the hall downstairs. Not one kid ever shot himself.
That's what I'm saying. How did it all change? Exactly.
And these are New York kids. Nobody ever shot themselves in the range. No one ran with the gun, killed the coach. They were all military, by the way, ex-military. No one ran through the halls killing anyone. Why? Three things. Along came the hippie 60s. Along came drugs. Along came licentiousness. Along came the music of, if it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? It blew apart the conscience of mankind. And as a result, we have total insanity right now.
Exactly. I agree. Let's go to break. Because exactly, if civilization's melting down, now we really need the guns. But then the crazies also get them. It's a paradox. We'll talk about it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Michael Savage is our guest, and I knew he was going somewhere with the whole paradox of you've got society unraveling, you've got more and more mentally ill people, and then that's more reason for us to own guns. But what is the paradox? Is the crazy people get the guns, and then the globalists are going to use this to try to disarm us. And then we're going to get into his new book that I can't wait to read on my computer this weekend on my iPad, Xenon. This sounds like a real near-future world, where feminists run everything, the men are all castrated. Now, they're already kind of doing that with what they're putting in the water and what's running off. I've got headlines that kind of match this today, so we'll talk about that in a moment in his new book, Xenon, or basically the Democratic Party's new platform. They'll probably use it as an owner's manual. But Michael Savage, Dr. Savage, of michaelsavage.com, finishing up your whole point on the paradox of the Second Amendment and what's happening right now.
Well, okay. So let's go back again. We're going to have trouble for those of us, and I'm not a Second Amendment absolutist. Alex, look, we live off the First Amendment, you and I do. Everyone in the media lives off the First Amendment, but the First Amendment has limitations. We can't say kill someone on the air, right? We cannot yell fire in a crowded theater, so we know the limitations on that amendment. There are limitations, according to Scalia, on the Second Amendment, and that would go to crazy people, for example, mentally ill. The problem is, who's going to define who mentally ill, who the mentally ill are? As we know, in the Soviet Union, anyone who was a dissident was declared mentally ill and put into the gulag. All people have to do is read Alexander Solzhenitsyn's The Gulag Archipelago to know what a crazy government would do to people to declare them basically insane. Anyone who disagrees with the government is crazy. So in other words, to a Hillary Clinton, to a Wolf Blitzer, to any one of those characters in the media, anyone who says we're not living in a paradise, if it's a socialist paradise, is crazy. And they put us in a mental hospital. Or they first say you can't own weapons because you're mentally ill. So that is the problem with saying mentally ill should not own guns. I understand there are limitations on everything, Alex. That's the problem with a free society. So all of these are conundrums that have to be unraveled. When I was a kid, I would fly a kite and the ball would get tangled up with a string and I couldn't untangle it. I'd come crying to my grandmother. She had unlimited patience, and she was old world, old school. She'd sit and untangle it, untangle it. And through her, I learned patience, Alex. That's how I learned to live with what I live with in this world. I'm constantly untangling the strings. But the fact is that these are strings that are so tangled, I don't know that they can be untangled, Alex. We're just having to live with these balls of tangled string.
And the Democrats, you know, when you look into the abyss, you turn into the abyss, another Nietzsche quote. They are trying to make people mentally ill. Sean Parker of Facebook admits that. Others do. They're trying. So it's like an insane class trying to create more insane, manageable people so that they can rule over them with survival of the fittest. But instead of cutting their testicles off like your book talks about, it's more like a cultural lobotomy so these globalist nincompoops can rule over everybody.
All right, let me just make my own segue for a minute. So I had this futuristic nightmare in the 1980s about xenon, X-E-N-O-N, which is a rare gas, one of the rare gases, in which there's a future world. This book was written in the 80s, Alex. I only released it 3 weeks ago, two weeks ago. I kept it until now because it was too far ahead of its time, and I was afraid that people would say he's crazy, it's too far, you know what I'm saying. But with what's going on with the hashtag MeToo movement, where everyone, Jacques Hughes, everyone is guilty who has testicles. of a crime. So I finally released Xenon about this futuristic vision I had, this nightmare vision, post-feminist world, where males are castrated at birth, where the radical feminists who run the world take the best females for themselves. It's unbelievable. It's a nightmare, and it's semi-comedic, but it's not really comedic. When you consider that we're already being castrated psychologically by the media, that's the psychological castration that will lead to an actual castration, a physical castration. Well, that was the idea of Xenon, but there's more to it than that.
Wow, I can't wait to read it now that I know that you wrote this but thought it was too hardcore, and now it seems more pressing. Because I noticed that about, and they always miswrite the headlines to say I'm bashing people that are same-sex, whatever. I'm not. I've just noticed that with a lot of the alpha lesbians, they want to be alphas, and then they actually want all the women for themselves, and then they act all butch to the other women and kind of act like what they think is a stereotypical aggressive mean male, kind of their image of a bad boy. I've just noticed that and seen it. And then statistically, lesbians would have the highest rate of beating each other up and of domestic violence.
Well, right. The propaganda is that everyone's calm and peaceful in that universe. But we all know that there's an awful lot of Harvey Weinsteins in that universe on the women's side. I've been waiting to see women indicted for sexually harassing young women in Hollywood. Where are those? Why is it only men? You're telling me women are not harassing women? Why have there been? Think about this, Alex. Who's behind this hashtag MeToo movement? That there have been no women accused of harassing young women. Why is that? I know there's this one, Garcia, playing Spin the Bottle, but that's California. That's what we know about is Spin the Bottle. You know,
well, they admittedly have bars in Hollywood that are only for women, where the rich women go in, and then the rest of the women walk around on their hands and knees as slaves. And it's a whole culture of that, is the hot young women are their slaves. And we know Oprah Winfrey seen more tail than toilet seat.
Next time I'm in L.A. and I go out for Italian food, I may as well stop it and check that one out. Where is such a place? Okay, so Alex, we're living in crazy times. You knew that. We all know we're living in madness. And we are the sane ones, and we know we're the sane ones. We're the conscious, sane people trying to hold the fort, keep the water out, however you want to put it. And now those who are crazy and want to drown to death are telling us not to keep the water out. So it's a battle, Alex, and I understand where you're coming from. And I know the gun debate is core to all of it, to many people who believe that we're going to hold off armies with our guns. Okay, I'm not one of those who believe it. All I got to do is look at Syria to tell you that.
I agree that the Second Amendment, and this is key, becomes a cop-out to go, well, I've got this. When the blue helmets come, I'm ready for war. When it's a culture war, that's the real fight. And they're trying to take our First Amendment now everywhere. I mean, that they are really getting rid of it.
Right. The First Amendment is the first to go. As you well know, we have almost unlimited power with our First Amendment. You know, and I know, that had Trump not won, and you and I both worked very hard to make sure he was elected, had Trump not won, and she had won, whatever her name is, the nameless she, had the nameless she won, you wouldn't be on the air, and I wouldn't be on the air at this point 1 year after the inauguration. Off the air. Gone. First Amendment limited, you know that. So we have to thank God for what we do have. Now everyone's saying, well, come 2018, the midterms, the Republicans are going to have a bloodbath. I'm not so sure of that, by the way. The thing is, if they get the House back, you know what's coming, Alex.
Impeachment.
That's all they want. The world is burning. Islamofascists are still out of control, still raping their way through any village they capture. Where were the feminists when the young Christian and Yazidi girls were being industrially raped around the clock in the Middle East? I didn't hear one loudmouth feminist from Hollywood and New York say one.
Actually,
word.
Linda Sorcerer sided against the women taking their hijabs off in Tehran. The left actually now is embracing Islam. I want to ask you about that, Dr. Savage, because you were the first I ever heard say this like 20 years ago, 19 years ago, and I just thought it was crazy, and you've been proven right. And I want to get into the book because I've been reading over it here, and it's coming true. So I want to talk about Xenon that you've decided to publish.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I thought I'd have a couple of the Barrett 50 cals in here for TV viewers. For the Pat and Q, we'll set those up here in front for everybody. Want to see them? And that's the what the Army or Marine Corps version, right? And you got the what the Navy tends to use right there, a little bit short-barreled 50 cal. We're going to go to Michael Savage right now and get his take on that. We're going to get back into his new book. Dr. Savage, what do you think of those babies?
I think you guys should come visit San Francisco. We'll take a stroll down Broadway with those guns.
What do you think folks would do if they saw that?
In San Francisco, they probably wouldn't even notice it. They're so stoned, they wouldn't even notice it.
Well, did you know these have never been used but in one crime, an armored truck robbery in the 80s? These have never been used in a crime in the U.S.
What do you mean in an armored truck? Oh, you mean generically not used? You know, not these specific...
No. But Barrett 50 cals have never been used in a crime except one robbery of an armored truck.
All right. Well, I think we've covered the guns. You have one position. Mine is slightly different than yours. Do you want to move over to the... To the fantasy?
Absolutely, because I don't think it's fantasy. I think it's really coming true, but you were making a point about the whole Islamist situation, and we were talking during the break, you were going to recap the left openly merging with Islam. You were the first person I ever heard talk about that, and now they're in love with it, but juxtaposing that any Western male is evil, that the word man is bad, Purdue is moving to ban that in the English classes, that's a new article. So the West is, men even existing is bad here, but then Islam, in its most radical form, is beautiful, and Linda Sir leads us.
Because it's Saudi money or other Arab money that's behind the women's movement. Because if they can remove the masculine element of Western society, which they've done a pretty good job so far, the boys are completely shot by and large, except in pockets of America. If they can completely destroy the testosterone of the West through the radical feminists, who then takes over? Why, then they impose Islam on our society. The same people who were anti-Christian will now suddenly embrace Islam. That's already happening. So it's Saudi money, follow the money. No question in my mind who's behind the women's movement. And so you mentioned this woman. Who is she? She's an avowed terrorist supporter. She doesn't even hide it. But let's move on to my fantasy, because I can't control anything outside of my own mind and my own imagination, right? Alex, I have no control over that. I also have no control over the world. I have control only over my world. There's an old adage, tend your own garden. We've all heard that, right? Tend your own garden. So I'm trying to tend my own garden. So when my imagination gets the best of me, I write. So I've written so many books. What people don't know is I wrote a science fiction fantasy in the 80s when I first saw what was coming, called Xenon, which is one of the rare gases, X-E-N-O-N. See the painting, Alex? The little primitive watercolor?
Yes.
I painted that because I do childish watercolors, and it doesn't exactly match the book, but it sort of does. It's a futuristic, nightmarish, anti-utopian new world run by militant FATASSES fatasses who castrate males, assign them life mates who are transsexual, keeping the best young girls for themselves. I know it sounds crazy. But the fact of the matter is...
But that's actually the Tavistock plan. I think you're... I mean, you didn't just think of this yourself, because I've... did you?
I wrote it in the 80s. I never read it anywhere. Okay. But the odd part of my little novella here, my little science fiction Xenon warning about the world we're entering, is that the fatasses who run the world secretly use the rare gases to get high on. Xenon, argon, freon, you know... The 7 or 8 rare gases, whatever the number is, which are saved only for the leaders of the state, the new fatasis state. And they have factories and warehouses, rather, filled with these rare gases. It's very novel. No one uses rare gases to get high, but again, it's fantasy. But along the lines of Brave New World, there is one guy who stands up to this and one woman, and they try to save the world from this nightmarish SSF, the Women for the State Security Forces, and the women in charge of WIC, the Unclipped Natural Women for the State Security Forces, to assist the women in charge of WIC. You know, when I wrote this, it was actually a paranoid, nightmarish fantasy. So I put it away, and I would look at it from time to time. And then as the 80s gave way to the 90s, I looked at it again. I said, the world's not ready for this. I'll be considered everything but
exactly, because you would, this does sound sick and mentally ill, but you were actually portending, looking at the tea leaves and the way the roads were going over the hill, you guessed what was there, because if you look at this Hollywood Gamergate, they say only show women in charge, only show women as the warriors. It's the same thing in the new movie with the fictional African Kingdom and Black Panther. I mean, they are hammering this.
every movie, every advertisement, notice in every advertisement, the weak male, whether it be a black or a white male or an Asian male, they're always weak. They're always being told what to do by a strong, intelligent woman. Every ad, every brainwashing ad, every movie, the white male is a bumbling, violent fool. And, of course, this is a result of Hollywood. Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Massenberg, and Ratzenberg, who run Hollywood. I've said this 100 times. I get in trouble every time I say it. Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Massenberg, and Ratzenberg. Now we had Spielberg, those who run Hollywood. Why are they so crazy? Why do they hate the white male so much? Well, that's a subject for another science fiction movie that hasn't been written yet. But, Alex, getting back to today, we're living in very dangerous times. It's only Trump who's keeping the deluge. The deluge is right on the other side of the dike. And we all know what's coming unless enough people have the awareness to know what the dangers are. I don't think they know. Moreover, I think they want the flood to overtake us, as witness the issue of the day, take our guns. Of course, I know and you know. It's assault rifles now. Tomorrow it's the single action bolt rifle. I get it. I know where they're coming from. So I understand where the absolutist position originates. I know the fears. I know the realities. On the other hand, let's go talk about the mental state of this Mr. Cruz. As I said when it first happened, his name was odd. His name was what was his name again?
Nicholas Cruz.
Nikolai. I said his first name is Russian. Again, to bring in Russian. And it turns out he's adopted. But we don't know where he's adopted from. I ran this on my show, Alex, last week, and a woman called because I said, I suspect we should talk about mental health, mental hospitals, who should be in them, and adoption. Where did this kid come from, Nikolai Cruz? That name Nikolai is a Russian name. The spelling is a Russian name. So I said, I think we should look into where he was adopted from. I'm not trying to smear all Russian adoptees. That's not my point. Well, a woman calls, says, I'm in the adoption business. And she said most of the Russian kids that were allowed out at that period of time came from drug addicts, alcoholics, and Russia got rid of them. That's why they let Westerners adopt them. No one's talked about that, Alex, but it makes sense, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And you get the absolutist thing that they never give. They want total ban, so we have to hold the line. We know none of it's perfect. And because we've got, it's true, a lot more mentally ill people because they're making it cool, they're making it fashionable, and then they're protecting him. I mean, we had warning after warning. So then what do we do about this? I mean, I didn't used to carry guns around with me. Now I do, because of the Islamicists and the leftist crazies and everything else. You get physically attacked and stuff as well. I mean, you don't have a criminal record. I don't have a criminal record. So that's why I've gone into more of a militaristic defense posture.
Well, I don't want to argue with you. You know, you have one point of view on it. I'm not so sure that even automatic weapons in the hands of a few men are going to hold off a militant government. I mean, you want to get into the esoterics of that. Let's look at Syria. Here you had men with automatic weapons, grenade launchers, bazookas, and you name it. What good did it do them when an army came to get them? So I guess it's not 100% of one or another, Alec. If it empowers a person and makes them feel good, great. I don't really think that you're going to hold off a government with an assault weapon. So I can't
let's shift gears out of that because I've got to go to break. Five more minutes was on the side because I know you got to go get ready for your own broadcast. But I want to specifically ask you about Trump and how they're going to try to bring him down and what happens if they bring him down. Because you're totally right. He goes, the whole dam plunges. And they're coming.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
Interpretation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, we have a lot of guests on, and a lot of times I read the books of the guests that come on before they're on. A lot of times I don't read them. I scan over them. I just want to hear the interesting author give their take on something. But I'm going to read Zenon this weekend because I really like the idea of he wrote this visionary book. And just reading the synopsis, it is visionary, just to show the whacked outness of these control freaks. And now it's pretty much coming true, but he was kind of embarrassed to ever publish it because it was so crazy. And now truth is stranger than fiction. But when you talk about why the leftists want to overthrow the West, there is a instinct in people that are psychologically primitive, in my view, and Dr. Savage agrees with me, that they believe overthrowing something makes them that, instead of just being part of it, or even the people that built a civilization die out. If you adopt the civilization, then you are the civilization. Instead, globalists and Hollywood and the left is at war with strength. And they wanted to get rid of it and said, oh, we're the deviants, we're the avant-garde. But now that the deviants are running things, they are now trying to authoritarian shut down anything that doesn't agree with them because it works too well and embarrasses them and reminds them of their cultural and spiritual ugliness. I want to get your brief take on that. And then what happens if they're able to unseat Trump and the dam breaks? What will it look like?
just let's look at the First Amendment. That's the first thing that'll go. Second Amendment might be first before the First Amendment. Just run through the amendments. Go through 1, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's what they'll pick at because they use the law to get their way. It's as simple as that. They will always, even Hitler used the law. That's how dictators work. They use the law, Alex. Every one of Hitler's moves, whether it was an invasion of a neighboring nation, Czechoslovakia, Poland, it was not done categorically without justification. Hitler would say, I'm not invading Czechoslovakia. He said, I'm liberating German-speaking regions of Czechoslovakia that were taken from us after World War I, which, by the way, is a fact of reality, which is not justifying Hitler. What I'm saying is, the bigger point is that even mad dictators use and refer to the law to do what they want. So when Hitler exterminated the mentally ill, he didn't say he's doing it because they were parasites on society and caused too much. He did it for compassion, so he said. He killed all the mentally ill because it was compassionate to kill them, is what Hitler argued. And so you can expect those types of arguments from the radical left in America, meaning the mainstream Democrat, mainstream media. And when they come for you, and they come for me, and when they come for us, they will say they're doing it for the safety and sanctity of America. They're not going to say they're coming to get Alex Jones or Michael Savage. They're doing it for the safety of America. That is what's going to happen, Alex. It's not a nightmare. It's a vision that's real. We all know it. We can feel it. Well, and we know there's no speech. The left doesn't believe in free speech. If you disagree with them, you're a Nazi. Just one word, and you're a Nazi. They don't even know what the word Nazi meant.
And then you're dehumanized, just like the Nazis would do. It's the same thing. You've been dehumanized. George Soros, I've got the articles right here, is now publicly saying, ban all nationalist speech. They say they're going to ban nationalist names of football teams in Europe. I mean, this is actually happening, and then it's a weirdo Nazi collaborator behind it with Junker, the grandson of the number one Nazi industrial family that the bombers were named after, the Junkers. You cannot make this up. Who the left is, I guess, spiritually, not just financially, animated by.
Well, if Soros would only use some eye lift cream and take it orally, I might believe him. That might be the first start. He should try some good eye lift cream and take it orally and see if it works. Soros is one crazy son of a bitch. I don't know how in the world he gets away with meddling in foreign elections without having been rounded up by Interpol. Soros has meddled in more foreign elections than you can count on one hand. We know it for a fact. And yet we hear not one word. And this is the bewildering part about it. Why has Trump not gone after Soros' meddling in foreign elections? This is a peculiarity of the Trump-Soros thing. And I don't know why. Let me put it to you that way, Alex. It's a topic for you to look into. But Soros is a man who openly meddles in foreign elections. Why is he not looked into? Okay, we know about the breaking of the Bank of England. Oh, that's perfectly legal, just being a money trader in the temple, fine. You can't stop the trading in currencies, but you can't stop meddling in foreign elections. After this whole fake investigation by Mueller against Trump was allegedly about a collusion with Russia, which we know doesn't exist whatsoever. But we clearly all know by now that there is a collusion, a clear collusion, between the Democrat, socialist, Islamist, American media and Mueller. That we know. So who's in charge? Trump's in charge. Why hasn't he done anything about Soros? I think I have the answer to that one as well. They know that the best defense is a good offense. So what they're doing is keeping him off base every day with false charges, false claims against him, against his son, against his son-in-law, against his daughter. Push, push, push. Keep him off base so he doesn't have the time to gain his
strength.
That
was my next question, because here's the deal. I don't worship Israel. It's another Western country, but I support it. It's a lot better than regimes around it. They're trying to destroy it. It's in the WikiLeaks. Soros wants to overthrow Israel. And then you've got all these leftist groups worshiping him and then calling me a Nazi when he literally worked for the Nazis. And then I'm like, why doesn't Israel do something about him? I mean, he's got front groups coming after me. He's trying to shut me down. What is up with this guy? Maybe he is the devil.
I don't know who he is. I know his son is the son of hell. You've seen the son?
Oh, yeah.
The lids are less droopy, but the brain is not of the young Soros.
Alex Soros, like, yeah.
The little mini-me. Why should this man have such a hatred and a vendetta for a country that took him in, allegedly for the Nazis, and gave him the chance to make billions upon billions of dollars. Where does he get this enmity, this animosity for this great nation? And look at this piece of garbage.
He looks like that in every photo. He looks like a psychopath.
Where did this piece of garbage come from to have so much power? Where did he come from? What, he makes a good tie, so I'm supposed to listen to him?
By the way,
what has he ever done?
He got caught in the documents from 2015, came out a month ago. No one covered it because they were real. The left didn't, where he was fomenting an attempt to cause martial law and a race war. It actually says it in the documents. Alex Soros running that whole thing and saying we work with the local police in Democrat cities to stand down and let us riot and try to trigger the locals to burn the city down. I mean, it's incredible.
But they live in Manhattan in a penthouse somewhere on either Park Avenue or Fifth Avenue. They come out a front door or go out the garage, don't they? Where are the right-wingers, the militias, 1,000 of them outside his garage with signs the way the left has them? You see, we don't have the rent-a-moms. We all work. We all take care of ourselves and our families. But the day will come when those on the right are as organized as those on the left, and that will be the day that the left will see the hell that they've been trying to foment. And they have sown the wind, and they will reap the whirlwind as sure as I'm sitting here.
Do you think Trump will hang on? I mean, he's obviously a good man. He's doing a lot of good. But, man, the criminal will and the energy of these people, I don't think the audience understands how much peril we're in. I agree with you. I think we're in grave peril.
Alex, I don't know how one man can take so much hatred and so many lies. We know every president is criticized, but I've never seen such an organized hate campaign as I do against Donald Trump and anyone who supports him. Never in my lifetime. I know there's always been dissension one side and the other, but it's never been this level of insanity. How this man Trump can take it all is almost a miracle of human nature. Either he's much stronger than I even thought he was when I backed him from the beginning, or he's decided, you know what, screw them. They want to push me down, I'll push them down first. I think his fighting spirit is so strong that he will prevail. And by the way, Alex, I think as time goes on, he's becoming more popular. The lie of the Russia collusion is being exposed for what is. People are saying, stop it already. We don't want to hear any more about it.
Oh, I agree. They're using fake polls. I mean, the real poll shows he's up at 60-something percent. I agree. That's why I think they're going to try to kill him. I mean, you talk about we can't say kill people on air, and I'm not. The left's all over everywhere saying kill everybody. They've got full-page ads and huge billboards saying kill the NRA. Kill NRA members. And the billboard is still up.
That's violation of the First Amendment, using the word kill, even if it's against the group. We know the implication is the individuals who run the group. So this is totally illegal. The government is off base because of the constant false attacks by the Soros front groups. When Trump finally catches his breath and becomes the president that we know he really is, and he gets the people around him who he needs, I can pretty much predict what's going to happen to all these scum. They're going to be on their jets heading to Switzerland or Austria. They're not going to be in this country, Alex. The day will come, they'll fuel up their jet, and they'll never be seen again. And that's going to happen, Alex. It's long overdue. We got to support Trump. As imperfect as he is all we have. We must not let the lies of the globalist left get to us and make us think he's not
right.
Exactly.
He's a champion. He's a champion, and just what he's taken, what he's done is amazing. Michael Savage, the new book, Xenon. I'm going to read it this weekend. Thanks for the full hour. Your show's coming up today. We'll be listening. God bless you and Godspeed.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country that